Welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And today we are going to be talking about Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas, One and All. Concert spectacular. All right, you guys. I'm so shook right now. So Gareth, you start, because I literally don't even know where to begin.
Okay, so we've been building up to this moment, as we do every Christmas, I'm sure. But like this year, like we knew way ahead of time and we knew what we were building up to. So we've had a lot of episodes planned and we knew it was coming, guys. We've tried to hold back. But Friday, the 1st of December, Mariah pulled into Detroit and performed her One and All Christmas show for the Lambs of Detroit, which, as we know, is local to a Miss Gia Paro. And so therefore,
yes, you guys,
she was there in the audience screaming like a crazy person, as I'm sure we all would have been, no matter where she would have gone. So if you haven't already seen on social media, there's been a bit, not been a huge amount, which I'm a little bit surprised about. So if anybody out there has any footage of what we're about to unpack, please, 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 please send it our way. But Gia had a little moment with Mariah. She took a vinyl with her, which was very clever, and was front row, I think, if I might be wrong, and had her vinyl signed by the one, the only, Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas. Gia, do you want to start by telling us, I don't know where you want to start, to be honest, because I wouldn't even know.
I don't know either. I literally don't know where to start. I'm so glad you kind of just did that, because I don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin. I literally don't know what is going on. Like, I'm all over the place.
I don't even know my own name right now.
I don't even know my name. I don't know her. Who am I? Who is she? But literally, I'm sitting not more than 2 feet away from a signed butterfly vinyl.
And she touched it. She touched it
that Mariah touched. She kept my marker, by the way. And it's signed with bronze metallic Sharpie. And if anybody has listened to this podcast before, you guys know I always used to be like, I'm going to get my butterfly vinyl signed with a gold metallic Sharpie, da-da-da-da-da, gold metallic Sharpie. But it was bronze, darling. It was bronze. So let's start from the beginning, I guess.
I was going to say, do you want to start from the beginning where we can, you know, calm and go into the process? We can even go back to when the tickets were released, and because we have an episode, I know we don't have to go into too much detail, but just your excitement from your point of view, from the idea of getting these tickets all the way through to getting ready for the show, ordering you down, because there was a little outfit moment that you had planned, which we did discuss briefly in an episode. You know, you getting ready, getting there, the anticipation buildup, basically, all the way through to being at the show.
Okay. So I believe I remember hearing about the tour literally from you. I woke up to it that one day when you were like, she's coming to you. And yeah.
Early morning, I think, for you.
It was early, but I remember that waking up, I was like 10 a.m. and I was so shook that she was coming to Detroit. The day the presale happened, I had to get the ticket. I didn't use a code because the codes were giving shitty seats. I'm sorry. Like, that's just what was going on. So I didn't use a code. I didn't get VIP. I just got the front row. the very front row, not the middle section, but the one on the left, but the furthest to the right on the left section. So usually if you guys have been to her concert or something, there's like three main rows on the floor. There's like a left one, a middle one, and a right one. I was on the left one, but closest to the middle. So it's pretty much like the center stage. So that's what my ticket was when I bought it. It was about, I know it was it was at least $1,000. So a bit pricey for sure.
Just the one ticket?
One ticket. But I think it's well worth it now.
Definitely now.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like everything else we've talked about on the show. So you guys can go listen to our previous episodes to catch up our, you know, building anticipation towards the day. But now I'm going to go to the day of and then start at the beginning of that day. Okay. So I knew I wanted to bring a vinyl for her to sign, but I wasn't sure if I should bring a Christmas album or if I should just bring like the actual album that I really wanted to bring, which was Butterfly. But I wanted to like kind of dress the part of the album I was going to bring. And also Skims, darling, was doing this fabulous Swarovski collection. So Skims x Swarovski crystal. So I had this gorgeous, which is giving Butterfly, but it was like covered, gorgeous brown bandeau covered in Swarovski crystals, with this long like pencil skirt, also covered in Swarovski crystals as well. And it's very sheer, very thin. So you can see everything through it, which is a mess. But it was like, I really wanted to wear something Butterfly-esque, you know? So I went with that, and it was quite expensive as well for an ensemble. And then there was, then it was just, what album do I bring? Should I bring it? Am I worthy of actually bringing it? Because I was so worried about bringing the record, you know? I was worried she's going to be like, I swear, my biggest fear this whole was being in the front row was her being like, oh, I know you have been bad. You know, like I was scared as fuck for her being like, oh, I know who you are and you have been bad. And I just, you know, I know I have not been the most festive lamb in the past. And I just was having anxiety about feeling not worthy of this signature. You know, and I still feel like, oh my gosh, I am not worthy of this.
If you hadn't have taken it and you had the opportunity and she was looking around your area, who wants anything signed, you would have been kicking yourself.
Yeah. Oh, and especially if somebody else next to me got something signed, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been. Oh, yeah, I would have. You're so right, Gareth. You're so right. But let's go to the day of the concert, because I kind of had a long day that day. So it started with a grand opening. So I've switched jobs, darling. I don't know if I've said that before on the show yet, but I've actually been working at this place for a while now. So I put in my 2 weeks notice at my last salon and I told them they were, you know, a little ratchet. But so I got fired for putting in my 2 weeks notice. And then I just started fully working at this new place. So it was the day of their grand opening. So I had to miss the grand opening for my new job. But I'm like, I gotta get this, you know, go to this concert. Like I'm in the front row. Like this is, I gotta do what I gotta do here, you know. But basically, there may have been a little bit of a herbal type moment.
Ooh. At the concert or before?
Maybe a little bit before the concert. Yeah. So there was that. There was
No one else was getting their vinyl signed that night.
No, so nobody else was. It was me in the room with her that night, bitch. Like yeah. It was. Yeah, it was only. Yeah, no. But I was feeling good by the time I got to the arena arena, right? And then I was nervous. I was having a little bit of anxiety to my surprise and luck. It wasn't really a surprise at this point because I knew he was coming. Mr. David Carey was one seat behind me. Like I was going to this concert by myself, but I wasn't because I knew I had a lamb there. Pretty much. But he was in VIP and I was the first one to sit down in the front row, which felt very like weird being like, I'm up here by myself, like just sitting in the front row.
I love that. He's followed this since the 2020 Love Life Mariah Carey Live Sunday Days from the beginning.
Yes,
that,
he has.
That, the fact that he was there is so strange to me. It makes the world feel like a smaller place, but also it makes it feel like a humble place. The fact you got to meet at the same concert that was a Mariah Carey concert, but, you know, obviously I know you're both lands and follow the same thing, and obviously you're part of this. It makes me feel so happy that you two actually were, like, so close to each other and you weren't even going together. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, it was a surprise. It was a complete surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh my god. And what is this Cilla Black going like viral? Like,
what, the surprise, surprise?
Yeah, like she's huge at the moment. She's been dead for like 7 years.
Surprise, surprise! I literally cannot stop saying it.
There was a television show called Surprise Surprise where she would reunite people by surprise, like family members and whatnot, and she opened the show by singing it and then close it with the same song, and now everyone's posted it like 30 years after the show ended. She's been dead 7 years and it's just like, what's going on? Anyway, carry on.
Okay, but anyway, so surprise surprise, David was right behind me and it was amazing
singing that song.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
So David and I introduced ourselves to one another. We were like, oh my god, it's so good to meet you. And it was great, you know. So then we walked back, like he started walking back to the VIP lounge. I walked back to get more splashes and use the facilities. And then I think I got a lot of splashes. Like, I really was so nervous. I had at least, like, 4 splashes, like, in the first, like, hour. Like, I had to have. Maybe even 5 splashes. So I know I had a glass of Sauv Blanc. And then, no, I think it was maybe 4 splashes. 3 glasses of Pinot Grigio. So I just chugged 2 of them at once.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. No, I was nervous, Gareth. I really was nervous. So they were just playing Christmas music and it was pretty festive. It was kind of hot and everyone was pretty much just sitting down when the Christmas music was playing. But then DJ Sus One came out and everybody stood up and then the party really actually started. And you know how it is when DJ Sus One is there. And it was just, it was super festive, super fun. And he's always saying like, where's the day one lambs at? Where the lambs at? Raise your hand if you love Mariah. Scream if you love Mariah. All of that. And it was just super fun, super festive. And then I think DJ Sus One left. He said, Mariah's coming on in 5 minutes. I literally ran all the way to the back to get another drink. But the line was so long. And I said, fuck that. Like, no way. No way. Because a staff member told me she was going to start soon. But I was on the phone with Jenny Kate and Ruben a little bit before when Sus One was DJing. And I was like, we should take bets. When do you think she's coming out? I think she's going to be here at 10. Sus One came out at 7:30, I think, right? Or no. I don't remember, you guys. But basically, she did not start very late. Like, she was out very quickly after DJ Sus One left. So I barely made it back to my seat when the show started. And it was insane how fast it was compared to last year's show. I was not ready for it to start that quickly. So now I guess we're here at the show.
It's funny you mentioned that because I remember when we went in 2017 and 2018 and the ticket said 7:30 for the doors open. She didn't come on until like 9:30. Like, it was probably even close to 10 one of those years. I don't know. So it's insane to think of her. I'm guessing you had a similar time on your ticket, like 7:30 or something, did you say? And then she comes out sooner. It's quite nice. It's refreshing, but you don't expect it. It's not on brand for her.
Well, actually, for the Caution World Tour, the ushers told me she was going to start soon. And I was like, oh, I thought she was a diva and she was supposed to start late. And they were like, no. And she didn't really start that late for my Caution show either. But she was so late for my last show. I was like, okay, this must be the real deal. Like the real actual reality of what people get sometimes, you know? No, I was just completely surprised by, surprise, by how quick she came out. And yeah, so, and we're gonna get into it. The show starts with, I think, a new, like, All I Want for Christmas Is You orchestration.
It was like the second album, but it was like way more better and way more upgraded. It was almost
and grand.
Grand, like it was almost like Mark Shaiman had done it for Broadway or something like that, or like
yeah,
a Lloyd Webber moment. It was like really.
And this year's set, speaking of Broadway, this year's stage was fucking giving Broadway. It was like with the whole round shape was giving fucking Wicked, and it was giving Frozen, and it was giving. This stage this year was actually really cute in person. It was giving Broadway for sure.
When you look at it, because I've watched it from obviously some of the further on YouTube, from some of the further back videos, as well as some of the close-ups. But from the close-ups, you don't get to see the full grandeur of the stage. And when you watch it,
it was big. Yeah. It was big.
And so from the back, obviously, you don't get to see all the close-ups either, so it's a double-edged sword, but, like, you get to see the full scale. So in person, and I've referenced them a few times on this podcast lately as well, but, like, Spice Girls, their last tour in 2019, looked great, but the close-ups didn't look as huge as, you know, it's nice to see the close-ups. But then when you actually got to see, you walk and enter the arena, Wembley Stadium, and you see the stage in front of you, you're like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Like, is that, like, how did it feel to, like, walk
and
see?
Walking down into the stadium was crazy because, like, it was, first of all, so walking into the area where the stadium was amazing because there were so many people there for Mariah, which is not my normal at all. In Detroit, in Michigan, that's crazy to see that many people there for Mariah. And it was very, very exciting. And then when I got in there, and then there was, after I bought my splash, the lines were so long everywhere. It was crazy. But then when I got into the actual, like, bowl, so many steps down, and I'm all the way in the front, and I came in through all the way in the back. So I had to go from all the way down into it, and then all the way to the front.
But that's good, because so, you get, like, a full scale of the stage. I mean, you would have done anyway, but to get it from, like, all views, you got it from all the way, like, at the back, and then you walk all the way to the front. I mean,
yes,
all the way to the front, and then you're just, it gives you a wider scale of what it looks like for everybody, I guess.
It did, because once you're in the front and standing in the front, especially when the show's going, it almost feels like an intimate tour. Like, it feels like an intimate show when you're that close. But when you turn around, you're like, wow, like, there is so many people here. It is such a big moment.
It looked like it sold out. It looked full.
It did. And by, I was worried that the tickets were not going to sell, because even 4 days ago, there was gaps, honey. Gaps. But what I was talking about. But they must have done a giveaways or something, because a lot of people who I talked to, who I met there, like, more than one, like, I remember there was a group of girls who said that they had, like, after the show I met, they said that they got their tickets on the radio. I remember there was this amazing, her name is Shanae. She was so sweet. She had a Caution shirt. I think she said she won her ticket, but I can't remember if she won her ticket or not. But I know some people. Hey, Shanae, but she was so sweet. I met so many cute lambs there, so many sweet people, and we all had moments. They all saw, the people around me all saw that I brought my vinyl, and they were excited, and they wished and hoped with me that she would sign it. The woman next to me, she was a little bit older. She was giving, like, rich auntie vibes, like I was there with my auntie. Like, I just loved her. Like, I just looked over at her random times during the show, like, oh, I love you. And then Mr. David Carey behind me, a blonde girl next to him who was so sweet as well. And then I think her husband.
David Carey go by himself as well, Mr. David Carey?
He did, I believe. I think so. Yeah, so we both did. Okay, so I ran back to get the splash, but the line was too long. And I came back, I ran back and I said, fuck that. And then the lady behind me was like, should I go? And she's like, the line is so long. And then I swear, not even like 2-3 minutes later, like the presents start being brought out, the lights start going down, and then da-na-na-na-da-na-na. Oh, wait, no, that's not All I Want. But it was giving like All I Want. Okay, so.
It's like the intro of the second album, but just way more elegant.
But the intro to the second album is Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah, this intro was All I Want for Christmas.
But okay, then the intro of All I Want for Christmas on the second album. But I feel like those two intros sound the same. It's like.
No. Because it's.
Oh, yeah, it's slightly different from the beginning.
The show begins and there's children coming out of giant presents. There's bitches dancing with their fucking coats on. And I'm sure they must have been hot as fuck on stage. Like they were dressed like it was winter and it was everything, but I'm sure it was hot. Like they're wearing sweaters, multiple different layers. And kudos to them for dancing so hard and wearing all those layers. But Mariah emerges from the bottom of the stage. So she didn't come out from a present, thank God, because honey, you know, I ripped that to shreds when that happened. So I'm so glad her entrance was it wasn't my favorite, I don't think, but it was still cute enough. But I still think that, let me put them in order now. I think I'll go with Snowflake as number one, Caution, Curtain Snatch as number two, and then Phoenix Rising from the Ashes as number three. Okay.
But what was the pose like for the rising?
I think it was like a moving moment. Like it wasn't like a still, like I think she was like, from videos I've seen, the square that she's standing on isn't too tiny, and the stage was tall as fuck. And we'll get to that in a minute when we talk about the signage of the vinyl. But I think she was moving, but she could have had a hand on a hip. I don't remember. But the first song, she comes out to Sugar Plum Fairy. Da, 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 da. And then all of the whistles and everything. And then we're right into Hark the Herald. So she's singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and I'm noticing there is this like coming from the right side of the
feedback
from the right side of the arena, and I'm like, this is not it. Oh honey, this is disgusting. Like it sounds terrible. Like it hurts. Like it physically hurt me to be there. in that moment. And I was like, I wonder if this is playing in her ear. If it is, I feel so bad for her. Like, oh my fucking God, I really wonder how loud it's playing in her ear. Like, what is going on? And then I think it was the whole entire first song that it was happening. But then once she finished the song, it was like right when she finished the first song, she was like, something's a little bit frightening. And then she goes in to basically say that she needs them to fix the sound. There's some feedback happening. And then she walks over to my side of the stage and she says,
this is a little bit frightening. There is an issue with the sound on my ear on the left side. People, can we do our jobs on tonight? This feels like feedback, and we don't want to get feedback like that. We like good feedback. How y'all feeling? Really good to be here with you in Detroit tonight. When you go to Detroit, it's going to snow, and it's going to do this and that, and so I was excited for that, but it rained instead, and that's okay. You take the good with the bad. I'm going to put my ear back in. What you got there? Is that something I can sign for you, darling? What would you like for me to sign for you? Hold on. Thank you so much. See, this dress is not easy to bend in. If you open it, oh, yay! It didn't go away. Oh, nobody understands what I'm going through. Well, there it is. Sounds better, yes. Thank you for not making me frightened. Okay. Sign this later, and I really am. But first, since Christmas is almost upon us, let's take time for a little festive moment.
But I don't remember her calling me darling, but what I remember...
She used an English accent as well, like, and I thought...
I know, I got a darling, I got a British accent, I got a promise from her, like, but we'll get to the promise in a second. Well, but
I just want to say quickly before we move on, like, when I watched, when she used the English accent, I thought to myself, like, this is a bit suspicious. Like, we've said a few things lately about...
Wait, darling, wait. Are you...
We're going to get to the hints at the end. Are you thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking? Are you going to say what I think you're saying?
Yeah, I think she knew. She recognized you.
Shut the fuck up. Because because that's why I think she signed the back of my vinyl, to be honest, because I think she was being shady. But I want to get to the maybes at the end. I want to maybe or not. But who knows? Because I'm just grateful as fuck. But yes, when I saw, I don't even remember her using a British accent at all. But when I saw the video back, when I played the video back and she was using a British accent, I was like, oh,
I thought, why? Why?
Yeah.
It made me wonder. So I was like, I don't know. We don't put our faces out there like all the time. I mean, people know what we look like, but
she has shared a video of me on her what's it called?
That's true. So it could have been from there,
I did go to last year's show too.
True.
And I was yelling, honey.
Yeah, it could have been from either of those things, but like, unless somebody's in a campus spread that we have there's a podcast, and someone might have shown the visuals over the course of a certain amount of time. I don't know. It just, we were comparing this before we recorded this episode, before Gia even went to the show. We were comparing things we've seen online against our dream set list episode, which you can go find on our podcast, available on all social media.
Oh, honey, yeah. Go check out all of our stuff, yeah. Period, point blank, yeah.
And therefore, we were talking like maybe it's a coincidence. So we thought it has to be, because it our episode for the Dream Set List came out so close to the show starting that it would be ridiculous, and it would take so much time and money to change.
And so, she pre-recorded those vocals. I think that every vocal was not in a shady way. Like, bitches, don't even fucking come for me right now. But I think what I'm saying is we got new vocals. Everything was new is pretty much what I'm saying.
It was new, but some of it is pre-recorded, which we'll unpack as Gia goes through this episode. But yeah, I feel like some of this is coincidence, and maybe some of this was coincidence, but it just seems a bit too coincidental for it to be a coincidence.
Well, it almost felt like last year at the concert, the Christmas concert. I don't know if it's just the way her eyes open. Like, her eyes give me, like, barely open vibes. You know what I mean? So, like, I couldn't tell what the fuck this bitch was looking at. But, like, I felt like she was trying hard not to look at me, is how I felt. That's how I felt. But I don't know if that's just, like, I don't want to look directly at the people who are in the front because, girl, y'all are too close to me. I don't need you looking at me like that. You know what I mean? But it felt like, I know you and I don't want to look your way right now. Like, not in a negative way, but like but she did look my way because she literally talked to me, bitch. Like, she talked to me. She said things to me or at me. I don't know. Like, she was like, what you got? She said those things. You heard them. You heard what she said. You guys heard it. She said it. She talked to me. She grabbed her security grabbed the vinyl, darling, and tried to hand it to her, but the stage was too tall. So she scrunched down a little bit, tried to grab it, but she couldn't. So she said, I'll sign this later, I promise. But in the video, it doesn't say I promise, but I swear in real life, I heard her say I promise. And in this news article that I'm going to read in a little bit, they said that she promised. So it must be a mandala effect or something, but I swear it must have been like her team member. Somebody told me that they promised that she's gonna sign it. So Mariah Carey made me a fucking promise and she kept through with the promise. I don't care if she said the word I promise, but she promised she would sign it. And eventually she did, but we're not at that part yet.
Okay.
She talked to me, they tried to give her the vinyl in front of everybody. And then she promised she would sign my shit. I'm losing my shit here. I'm freaking out. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Mariah Carey talked to me. And I am literally, like, not here for the rest of the show. I've had splashes. I've had herbals. Gia is all over the place now. So, and this happened in the first, like, 5 minutes of the fucking show.
Yes. Because the dress, I thought, when I saw, because I didn't know, I saw your vinyl and I just saw the picture of your vinyl. And then I thought, oh, okay. Like, I wonder when she signed it. Like, and then
it was literally after the first song.
Yeah. And then I saw more.
Well, actually, that's not when she signed it, though. That's the moment when she got the vinyl. But so basically, I'm sorry we're all over the place in this episode today, you guys, because this is a huge moment for me. Mariah Carey signed my Butterfly vinyl just a little bit ago, so I'm still kind of getting it together here, but I'm just feeling like I'm coming across as a little messy, so I'm glad you guys are bearing with us today, so thank you. But basically, she attempted to sign my vinyl in the very beginning of the show, but she couldn't reach it because the stage was so high this year. So the security guard said, we're going to give this back to you after the show. She's going to sign it. And they took it backstage. So Mariah carries on with the show. And I believe it either goes right into Osana or something. But I'm telling you guys, I don't think I remember much of the red dress set list because so much of it was me tripping that I had that moment, you know? So I think it went into Oh Santa, maybe Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, and Sleigh Ride. Those could have been those moments. I think that sounds right.
I think it was. I remember because we said
I don't know the order. I don't remember the order. And the guy, Frank, first of all, thank you, Little Caesars Arena staff and Mariah Carey's staff. You guys were so great to all of us lambs at Little Caesars Arena. So thank you all. A+. 10 out of 10, 5-star review, Little Caesars Arena and Mariah's security. We love you.
Might want to take that to TripAdvisor as well.
But no, but it's crazy, right? Because she has to communicate with her people, the audio people, the Little Caesars Arena people, and us all at the same time.
So she's telling me she's going to sign it later while she's telling her security with her movements, take the vinyl backstage. I'm going to sign it later. And then they're all communicating with each other. So they got to get these things back to the right people. Like, it's really organized and it's crazy how they kind of pull all this stuff together here.
They're probably like fourth right from the center, or,
you know. Or they're like this big ass bitch over here.
Like a bit of a description, you know, like short bob and like beige jacket, fourth from, you know, center stage.
Sparkly big bitch.
Or somebody in line with, I don't know, whatever the drummer's name was. You know, they would have had a location. They would have clocked you and been like, oh, she's about this center, you know. And it's quite clever because in a way, like, to them, this isn't important. It's only important to probably Mariah, I would say, because she wants to make sure if she's signing something.
But even her security guard, he sounded very kind. He wasn't rude. He was just like explaining the process to me. He wasn't like, yeah, we're going to fucking do this for you, bitch. Da, 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 da. Like, he was very respectful, very sweet. And he was the one who ultimately brought it back to me as well and showed me where the autograph was. So I wish I would have got his name too. But I'm sure he probably has to deal with so much bullshit, so many crazy ass people coming at her all the time. And I was one of them that night, so.
But also as well, some of these people that do that job probably have worked for like leaders of countries. I don't know if this person has, but that in their training, I'm guessing they don't go exclusively to work for celebrities or leaders of the countries, but I'm sure the training is to like focus on people's faces and to focus on like distinguishing marks of people. So he probably, when he looked,
their job is to remember.
Yeah, so when he looked at you, he probably thought, okay, and he was probably like absorbing information as he was looking at you to bring it back to the correct person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we go into our little Osanta sleigh ride, and maybe even was it When Christmas Comes, a little bit of When Christmas Comes as well, because this dress is giving me When Christmas Comes vibes. The other dresses are not giving me When Christmas Comes vibes. And I know this dress was actually really pretty in real life. It was a little bit
revealing.
I mean, I could see a little cheek, darling, but the stage was so high. Like, it was way higher than last year. So no wonder she couldn't reach my vinyl one. But then I don't know if it was because her skirt was too short, she couldn't bend over to get my vinyl, or if it was because the stage was actually too high and she couldn't bend that low. So I don't know if it was just a mixture of all of that, but no, I actually love this dress. I think it was my favorite out of all of the ensembles this year, anyway. I do love the red dress. So, which I'm literally eating all my fucking words again, because I've talked so much shit about the red dress, but this year's red dress was my favorite outfit of the show. But it was done a little different. You know, each red dress the last couple of years since we've been bitching have been a little bit different, and they've been better because they've been different.
But pretty much always been kind of like the same, whereas this was taking it to a completely different level.
Well, even last year's red dress was completely different too.
Well, yeah, last year's was completely different, but this one was a short moment. It was so, so sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
She almost looked like a Christmas decoration herself with this dress.
She was shimmering, bitch. She looked good.
Okay.
So it wasn't until Mariah goes off for her first costume change, then comes back. So I literally see Mariah walk back onto the stage after her first costume change. I'm seeing this all in my peripheral, okay? So I'm seeing her coming back from stage right or stage left. I don't fucking know. She's on my right side, so it's probably stage left. I don't know. But and then I see her security guard coming around the stage walking with my vinyl again. So it was just the craziest double moment of
they just got done doing the deed. And it was weird because he was holding the record and I'm looking at it and I can see the front of the album and I'm like, did she fucking sign it? Like, she changed her mind. She's like, I know this bitch has been bad. She's like, fuck her. Like, because that's what I thought she was playing in the beginning. Like, oh, the stage is too high. I can't sign it. Like, oh, like, you know, I thought she was on some of that, like, fuck Gia type shit. But I think that is just, like, literally that's something internal that I need to work on, obviously. Yeah. But no, so there was no signature on the front of the album and I was so scared. But once her security guard flipped the album around and pointed to the back cover on Mariah's arm and a little bit of her side titty said, love Mariah. And this isn't even some fast, ugly, scribbly ass signature, bitch. This is a good signature. This is a fucking good signature. This is a good signature. I was so worried I was going to get like a really quick signature and then the security guard grabs it and it like rubs and smears and all of that. No, this is a good, good signature. And there's also even a little bit of like hairspray on it, like from her. There's like this coat, this film, this thin film of product. I don't know if it's hairspray or what, but when I got it back, I could feel it and see it a little bit. I was like, they literally signed this shit in the middle of her costume change, probably while she was like fixing her shit and getting it together. And as soon as I saw, I started freaking out. I started crying. I started hugging everyone around me. Mr. David Carey, the blonde girl. I showed Shanae. There was another lamb I met who was so sweet and I showed him and she signed it.
That's so cool.
I can't believe it. I literally can't even believe it. It's not even just a quick MC. It literally says, love Mariah. I mean, I should have put a sticky note on it with my fucking name. Like, I
would have been, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, the Obsessed podcast.
I know. But it's a beautiful, perfect signature. I don't know if it's out of like she likes the back cover photo better or if it's out of pettiness that she signed the back.
It could have just been handed to her that way.
Mm-hmm. It could have just been like fast.
Yeah, it could have been. And yeah, maybe the hairspray was flying due to the costume change, or maybe like, I mean, I doubt it was this. I think it was more what you've just said, but like maybe there was some in the air and like they sprayed a bit in the air just so the signature didn't smudge.
Well, that's what I thought at first. My first initial thought was, oh, they sprayed the shit down so it wouldn't go anywhere. But then I was like, no, they did this during her costume change. Yeah, and some of it got over there, you know?
What does it smell?
But it doesn't. I tried to smell it, babe. I tried to smell it. I was like, is this a rebay? Is it peristyle? Is this that Moroccan oil? Bitch, what is it? Is it that Orinco? You know, I was trying to know what the product was. I was like, do I smell Baccarat Rouge? What's the perfume? I'm trying to smell. Where's the hand lotion? You know, I was all up on that bitch. I was smelling it, sniffing it. I was trying to find a fingerprint, bitch. I was looking all over. Oh, also, I never got the marker back. And it's in the same color marker that I gave her.
People steal your pens. Mariah, send it back.
Mariah stole my marker, bitch. Give me my marker back. That costs $1.99 at Staples. I want my money back. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it's the same color marker that I gave her, and I never got it back, so I know she signed this shit.
Yeah, probably the security person kept it for the Christmas cards or something for his kids. Like, either way, like, okay.
Yeah, or somebody backstage sold that shit or whatever.
Maybe that's the staff, like, that aren't working, like, exclusively with her. They probably like, oh, she's touched the marker, I'm going to sell the marker. But then how can you prove
it? Well, I'm worried, like, because it was signed backstage, that she maybe had, like, Marianne sign it or something. But Marianne wasn't backstage, though, so I don't think she was. I don't know who was backstage. Well, but I don't know if she had... Do you think she has people sign stuff for her? Or she signs her own stuff, probably.
I mean, people can forge a signature, I'm sure. Yeah. But that would be pretty shitty.
I don't think she would do that. I don't think she would say, I'm going to sign this and then have somebody else do it. That'd be kind of petty, right?
It'd be very silly. Like, what would be the point? Like, just don't take it, you know? Just leave that. Like, don't.
I think she's, I believe in my heart that she's.
I mean, it's the same kind of writing. So I don't see why it wouldn't be her. Like,
I don't think she would do that. I mean, I
think she would do it herself.
I think she would sign it herself. Yeah. And, there was this little backstage video on her Instagram of this little tent, like where she was like getting her shit fixed behind the scenes. And I swear, I'm like, they signed it in the little tent when she was changing. I just have a feeling my little vinyl was in the tent and she signed it.
I wonder who's had it in that hand.
I know. But I swear, because look, there's also this little mark on the front that wasn't there before. I think she actually signed the front, set it down on the marker, got her hair touched up, and then they sprayed. That's what I think happened. You see it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think she signed it, set it down on the marker really quick, sprayed the shit, and then I don't know, whoever grabbed it and gave it back to me. Or she handed it back to them.
For all the lambs listening, there's like a little mark on the front of the vinyl cover.
At the very bottom on the right-hand corner.
It's so small, but it is the same color as like the ink.
Of the marker, yeah.
And she signed the arm of the back of like, almost like Mariah/Butterfly in Flight of the regular. So this wasn't the deluxe extravaganza, whatever that was called, the box set. This, which version did you get signed?
This is the gatefold.
Oh, the champagne vinyl one.
Wait, yeah, the champagne one. Yeah.
I was thinking, I thought, I wonder if she took the box set, but then I think
I almost took the box set, which is crazy why she signed the back, because that's almost the copy that I took. But I literally almost didn't bring any vinyl at all also. Yeah. So
because I was thinking, like, if she'd have took the back, like, that would have made that like way more like valuable, but also she probably would have got trampled for that vinyl. Like, it's a rare vinyl on its own, so to have it signed, like, it's a bit of a tricky product to be carrying around with you after it's been signed, that one. So I mean, even this one is.
I wanted to bring a Butterfly vinyl that I wasn't afraid of them saying I couldn't bring it in there and me being okay with throwing it away.
Yeah, true.
Like, I wasn't gonna bring my original pressing and have them tell me no, you can't bring that.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring my gold box set and have them tell me, no, you can't bring that. Yeah. So I brought my Vinyl Me Please copy because I was like, I guess I can get another one. And I have a backup of it.
That opens up as well. If you'd have taken the box set, they would have.
I would have had to rip off the plastic too.
Yeah, true.
Can you see the hairspray?
Yeah. It's literally on the hair on the vinyl as well. Like,
yes, and it's coming from like, it looks like it's like coming from down like this.
You need to put that in a sleeve ASAP.
I know. I want to frame it or something. Like, you can see the hairspray on it.
Like, put it in a sleeve and make sure it's like preserved. Like, because that's crazy.
I know. I can't believe that it's. Yeah, that's insane.
So where did we get to? I mean,
we literally are. We're only at the first costume change. So.
Okay, so first costume change. She goes off to change from the dress. She signed your vinyl. It's handed back to you.
I freak out and hug everybody. And then
I love you guys.
I think it's Silent Night. So she comes back in her like Beyonce Grammy, like Lemonade, Golden Goddess ensemble. And she sings Silent Night, I believe. And all I can do is keep looking down at my vinyl and be obsessed with it. And look back up at her and just, I'm so happy and I can't even know what to say.
At this point, I mean, what were your expectations of the rest of the show? Like, because like, what were you looking forward to? I don't know. It's just so early on in the show. I'd just be like, what do I do now? Like,
okay. But I was just pretty much like trying not to be in everybody's way because I was just grateful that I got what I wanted and more. Pretty much. And I was just trying to pretty much focus on the vocals and be happy about what songs were playing. I was still a little bit surprised by the set list, even though I'd spoiled it. We did get The Roof and Miss You Most at my concert.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So after she came back from signing my butterfly vinyl, we got a little bit of the roof moment. So I don't know if they were already planning on doing the roof or if it was like inspired by the handing over of the vinyl, the butterfly, because it was after she came back from signing it that she sang some of the roof.
But you know, literally, Gareth, I got talked to by Mariah. I got called darling. I got a British accent. I got a promise. I got a signed vinyl. I got the roof. I got Miss You Most at Christmas.
You got your vinyl back.
I got my vinyl back.
Yeah.
With the signature on it.
With a signature and some hairspray. Yes.
And some hairspray or whatever. God knows what.
An atmospheric moment. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like literally that's 10 out of 10, like already. And that is the first like 30 minutes.
Without even trying.
Yeah. Triple-licious.
I feel like because of what happened like after 2020 and in 2021, 2022 and 2023, they've been really given Christmas back to you a little bit.
I think so. I do think so. Yeah. I think that I can shut the fuck up about this.
We'll get her.
No, I literally think like the moment she talked to me, I was thinking this earlier because I was like, I don't remember hearing her say that. When I was hearing the audio back, I was like, oh my gosh, the moment she talked to me, I turned delusional. What the fuck? Like, I literally am not a regular lamb. I'm a delusional lamb now. Like, I don't even know where anybody is, what anybody's saying, so what anybody's singing. So yeah, welcome to the Delusional Lamb Club.
Yes, it's fun here.
I guess. No, but for real, I literally was like, I have to behave. Like, I have to behave. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, I gotta behave.
Yeah, but like it's we wouldn't have a podcast if we didn't talk freely about what we want, what we expect, and what we think about things. So
no, you're right.
You know,
but like, I don't know what I could possibly say that would be negative in this show. Like besides, like it was so quick. Like it, but I feel like she really trimmed the fat out of this show because there wasn't any of those. Like
the only thing that I'm thinking is that she could have signed it there and then, and it be given back to you because that would have completed that moment for you. Oh my god!
But she couldn't reach it.
Yeah, but even to be like past it to sign it and to then pass it back, regardless of who's in between or not, like. Or direct.
No, she tried to be past it. Like they tried to hand it.
Still couldn't reach. Oh, I get you.
I'm telling you, this stage was tall as fuck this year. Yeah. Like the stage was taller than average.
There is no way that this particular moment in this particular like situation, circumstances could have been any better.
I think it's perfect how it happened. Like I think everything happens for a reason. And I think that I'm lucky that I even got a signature. Like, you have to understand, this break in the show happened because the sound was fucking up, Gareth. If that sound wasn't fucking up, she wouldn't have walked over to the side over there, and I wouldn't have been like, oh my fucking God, bitch, that take my shit. And I am lucky that it even happened.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. It was so, like, almost all the, like, planets and stars were in a line in that moment. It was like,
it had to have been because it didn't even feel fucking real. Like, it literally felt like I was outside of myself looking at the situation happening.
Slapping yourself in the face, like scream, scream, scream.
Yeah. I don't even think I said words. Like I remember turning around because my vinyl was on my chair behind me. I remember turning around, grabbing it when she came and holding it up like a fucking kid.
That's how she notices these things.
Yeah.
You know, all these people, I mean, obviously she's going to be looking at the front row, but like all these people, she's trying to wave to people. She's trying to like absorb faces. She's got a good memory, as we've realized. She remembers people. So she might, I think there's a good chance that she'll remember you based on this, you know.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, obviously she doesn't have names or a conversation that happened, but if she saw you again, like I think she would. She might even say something like, oh, you look familiar. Or, you know, she might say something, but because you've not had the exchange, the full-on exchange, oh, I'm Gia, I've been a fan for this amount of time, you know, what state you live in. I don't know, anything that you feel is relevant at the time. I mean, obviously, I think if I was to come up with anything relevant at the time in a company, I'd just be like, I'm bold. And I think that's all that would fly out my mouth. Like, I probably couldn't think of anything. But you know what I mean?
After, but like, now if I ever were to meet her in person, I could have something to talk to her about.
Exactly.
Besides, I'm obsessed with you and I love you so much and I have a podcast about you and we talk so much shit and I love you.
I just swallowed my tongue.
I could be like, oh my goodness, you signed my vinyl.
Yeah.
And there's hairspray on it and I love you.
What hairspray is it?
what hairspray do you use, bitch? Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be smelling that record. Like, I'd want to know.
Okay, bitch, let me smell it again because... Bitch, I swear I smell like Gentle Fluidity Gold or something, like, but it's not.
What fragrance does it smell like?
That's what that Gentle Fluidity Gold is a fragrance, but I don't think that, I swear that smells vanilla-y right here.
Ooh, is there any smell of slightly toasted marshmallows? Maybe they spread with a bit of M from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
We've had little moments here and there where she's shared stuff, she's liked stuff. She's definitely referenced some stuff that we've said.
Yeah, but this is like, she signed Gia's vinyl today, or yeah, the other day.
This is like, kind of like one-on-one direct contact, I'd say.
Well, she talked to me. She called me darling.
Yeah. And she looked
and at she gave me. Us British accent, which our conspiracy, you know, maybe yeah, she knows a little, maybe.
I'm English.
But that's why I thought...
Talking well, in know, English accent.
But we both have these moments where we're like, at the same time, all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I thought that's why she signed the back of the vinyl, was because maybe... But I think maybe because she just likes it better. But okay, but let me just read this news article really quick. Okay, so this is from M Live. This is pretty much the Ann Arbor news. So, Mariah Carey celebrates Christmas in Detroit, and that's only half of the party. Detroit. Just as the calendar struck December, the Queen of Christmas came to Michigan to bring some holiday cheer. Mariah Carey is performing just over a dozen Christmas concerts this holiday season, and one of them was in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena on Friday, December 1st. Even the crowd was into the spirit of the holiday season, as many fans dressed in Christmas garb, with some even in full Santa-like outfits from head to toe. And the stage was also holiday-themed, as it looked fresh out of a scene from Disney's Frozen the Musical. It was made to look like she and her dancers were walking on snow. There were presents and other holiday decor. It was as if this was Christmas Eve. This Christmas celebration was just half of the party. At the concert, which was also a family affair for the singer, Carey took the stage at 8:35 p.m. and performed for about an hour and a half, taking a few short breaks to change out from one elegant and festive outfit ensemble into another. Carey emerged from below the stage through some white smoke to her band playing Sugar Plum Fairy, with Carey adding some of her signature whistle register to mix before going right into a medley of Hark the Herald Angels Sing and Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Carey was backed by numerous dancers, including a few talented kids, three backup singers, which included Trey Lorenz, a choir, and a full band led by her band director, Daniel Moore, or on the grand piano, who she introduced as from Battle Creek, Michigan. Come on, Daniel Moore from Battle Creek, Michigan. Yes, she was singing that whole during the roof, I think. Battle Creek. Come on, Battle Creek. Woo! Anyway, I got excited when she talked about Daniel Moore coming from Battle Creek. I did get excited about that. The Christmas party continued. Carey's 12-year-old twins became part of the show. Her son Moroccan did a little rap during Here Comes Santa Claus.
Got lines up, like a nightclub. Some get the L, some get a dub. All through the air, you can feel enough. Hope you give me everything I've been thinking of. In my Cisco, inside your scope, 1225 in our house, like a disco. Yeah. I'm music blasting. Girls like, let me go and shoot out.
And her daughter, Monroe, held her hand and performed a beautiful rendition of Jesus Born on This Day together. That was fucking beautiful, actually. Her dress was a mess. Mariah, you need to get your daughter a better dress. I'm sorry, girl.
But those harmonies, like the way...
Oh, those harmonies were everything. But y'all are doing Monroe dirty with that dress. So other notable Christmas songs performed were Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, Sleigh Ride, and Joy to the World. I swear when Joy to the World was playing, everyone was freaking out. Then came the non-Christmas songs as Carrie tried to cram some of her countless hits into the final third of the concert. She played a medley of some of them with Always Be My Baby, Dream Lover, Heartbreaker, Honey, Emotions, Make It Happen. She also performed full versions of We Belong Together and Hero before ending the night with one of the most popular Christmas songs ever, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Carrie's voice sounded strong, although she did perform parts of some of her hits, like Emotions, in a lower register than originally recorded. And if you were wondering, she did hit her whistle register on numerous songs, including Emotions. Now, here's the crazy part of this news article for me. There were two heartfelt moments of the night, one of which almost no one in the crowd saw. Early in the show, while Carrie was having technical issues with her earpiece, she asked a member of her crew to hand her an album a fan in the front row was holding so she could autograph it. Carrie couldn't reach it as the stage was too high. She told everyone she promised she would sign it. Well, she quietly made good on that promise as she signed it backstage during her first outfit change. We noticed a crew member handing the album back to the fan and pointing at a portion of it. The fan then became emotional and started hugging people around her as she showed off the album to them. Later in the show, she noticed a couple in the front with a sign reading that they had their first kiss to Miss You Most at Christmas Time, to a Mariah Carey song. Carey and her band director improvised and performed a little snippet for the couple. Special moments like this show the power and impact music and concerts can have on people. This concert was billed as a Christmas celebration, and Carrie delivered on that and then some, even giving fans the gift of hearing her perform parts or all of some of her biggest hits. Fans got a little bit of everything at this show and heard one of the best voices in music history, live and in person. Happy holidays.
You want to like write into that. I don't know if it's a newspaper that's online or whatever, that medium. And you want to tell them, I am the one you're talking about. I have a podcast, blah, 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 blah. Been a fan since yada, yada, yada. You should. Because then they're probably like, they could feature you and ask you about your night, like what we're doing now.
Really?
I'd try it. There's no harm in trying it.
I know. And I really was almost not going to bring this record, you guys. I'm shook that she signed it. I'm very, very shocked. I'm shocked. I am so grateful. thank you, Mariah. Thank you so much, Mariah. Because, and I thanked her in person too, and she nodded her head. I saw her. She was like, yeah, you better be grateful, honey. You know,
I'm going to be listening.
I'm going to be listening. Yes, I'm going to be listening, honey. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Mariah.
No, that was good. That was so good. And the fact that it wasn't really like expected or intended, it was just makes it even better, to be fair. Like, no, good for you. Good for you. I was actually really excited when I saw all of this unfolding. I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then first of all, I was excited because you got to meet Mr. David Carey, who's followed us for a long, long time. And then when I didn't even know that in the beginning. First of all, I saw what Mr. David Carey, if you don't follow him already, lambs, go follow him. He's got an insane collection. Some of which has been
taken. And he's so kind, you guys. He is so giving, so sweet, so loving of Mariah. Great. So real.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. I've never met him, obviously, because I'm in the UK, but like Gia's obviously met him now. And I even get the vibe that we've exchanged messages like since day one. And like, he's such a nice person. And yeah, his bedroom's crazy full of like Mariah's stuff. So yeah, go follow him. But like on that day, like you were going there not expecting to meet really anyone. I mean, obviously there's a chance that you will, but like you don't expect it. Like in a room full of that many people, like, what are the chances that you're going to be close to someone like that?
The chances of David being right behind me. And then also, he got to give her a gift as well. Like, we both got to get, like, what we wanted pretty much. And now I felt bad because I should have gave her a gift too. I should have given her a letter. Like, after it became real and it, like, happened and the interaction happened, I was like, fuck, I should have had a letter. I should have had more. I should have done more. Like, that little bit of doubt that was still there. Like, I'm just surprised. I literally boop. Obviously, I can't even know what to say. So
it's hindsight. Like, in a way, like, I mean, I probably would have done the same. I probably would have felt like, oh my God, I need to take this. Like, I would have even taken, you know, I have a mug that my old manager made me. We're still friends to this day. We've not worked together for like probably 5 or 6 years. You know, I would have even taken that if I could have kept it safe in my inside pocket of my jacket, you know, and had a sign that. Or even at the last minute, that is definitely something I grab. Instead of taking like an expensive vinyl, like what you took, or the box set, which I don't have either. I mean, even glitter, like would I have taken glitter? Probably not, in case it got damaged or whatever. Like
get really fucked, you know?
Drop.
And it was raining, like literally the stars had to align for all of this to happen, for this to even get home safe, because I was holding it like just bare out because I didn't even have anything.
You didn't even have a coat on.
No, I didn't even have a coat. No. And this lady gave me a bag. I was like, I'll pay you for that bag. Mariah signed my vinyl. Can I please have your plastic bag? And she was like, you can just have it. And I was like, thank you so much, you know. So I'm sorry that I couldn't give you guys the full breakdown like I could with the caution tour, like what song came and when and all of this. I really was just actually kind of fucked up at this concert. And the excitement of what happened so early on in the concert that I was pretty much just like high the rest of the show, like kind of fucked up. On life and everything else that I was doing.
That I think is expected. Like anybody would have been, you know, if you think about these people, remember when she used to pull people up to do Touch My Body? Like imagine, I mean, I feel like sometimes they were planted, but like if you were just like a fan, a lamb that's going to these tours and you're pulled up or you get a vinyl signed or she acknowledges you or you're signed, she used to do that. People don't take signs anymore, you know. She used to acknowledge people's signs and stuff. Like if you were that person, you'd be like, oh my God, she's seen me. There's always that moment where you feel like I've been very lucky with shows as well, not as lucky as you, but like I've been very lucky where I've been close to the front and that, you know, close enough to possibly be seen. But, you know, when you think there's probably God knows how many people from her vision, how many people are in her view when she's looking possibly at you or the person behind you, you know, especially me, I'm just a bald head. And she probably wasn't even looking at me, you know, and it goes from like the smallest amount of like, I'm at Mariah concert to see her live, I'm seeing her in the flesh, to actually being seen, waved at, have your sign seen.
Talked to,
having your vinyl taken and signed.
Looked at.
You take it away, brought back to you, and then having hairspray all over it. Like, these are all different like levels of like engagement with her. And it's just, it's absolutely insane. And it's special because it's Christmas as well. And, you know, I'm very happy for you. And I just wish that you could have had more of like, or What's Your Name, Darling, or Gia from, you know, from wherever. And like, you know, I'm from the Obsessed podcast, and like, oh, hi, like, oh, okay, I'm going to sign this for you right now. You know, like a proper more, I wish that moment particular could have been more intimate, like whatever else about the show, but that could have been more intimate, just so you could have had that exchange a bit more. But I'm very, 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 very excited. And I was actually really dying to speak to you about this, because as it's all unfolded over the last 24 to 48 hours, I just thought, oh my God. And I've been trying not to talk to you.
I can tell you haven't been, because you know that we would just talk and talk and talk and talk. Yeah. And we would be like, fuck, now we got to record. And like, yeah.
And we unleash everything too much.
We do. Like, I was just trying not to be annoying at the concert. You know, I didn't want to be waving it the whole time. I didn't want to be like.
You picked the right moment.
Yeah, I wanted to pick a moment, and exactly. You know, I just wanted it to be.
And it was early, so yeah. I think it was perfect how it all panned out. It was perfect.
Yeah. And now I have a moment.
Yeah. So. And here's more as well. Clink, 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 clink. Like
clink, clink, clink.
I've got green tea, water, and a small glass of red wine. I'm trying to stay like healthy and hydrated. But like,
oh yeah, my throat is a little bit sore from yelling.
But no, I'm really happy that you got to see it. I do want to ask some questions. I wrote some questions down. First of all, because we spoke earlier about it and you didn't really take a coat. You had a very like thin fabric and then some kind of like fleece-esque mini jacket over the top of all of this, which I mean, that Gia's holding it up to me right now and it looks really like giving, like I could wrap myself up in that right now. But when you hold it up like that, it's not actually much coverage, so it looks very warm though. However, what was the temperature like in there
inside
the arena?
It was warm. It was
when you first arrived, probably not.
It wasn't that cold outside. It was raining, sprinkling, misty, lots of traffic, very crazy traffic. The traffic was insane. Apparently, there was a Cirque du Soleil show at the Fox Theater down the street, and there was another event happening somewhere. So this was insane. It was insane traffic. My uncle said it was crazier than the Taylor Swift concert. Wow. And yeah. Uh-huh. It was very busy. There was many, many people. It was huge. But outside it was fine. Inside it was warm, but it wasn't like so hot. I was a little hot. I didn't want to take off my little jacket though, but because it was thin, you know, I could still wear it inside, but outside I was like, it wasn't freezing outside. So it was just a little bit of something, you know, I wanted to be able to transition from inside to outside well. And I had been working earlier, so I had pieces of my ensemble on in the beginning of the day, but had switched my top and things of that nature later at my uncle's house driving. So I was wearing my skirt and sweatshirt all day, but I had changed shirts to match the sparkle all over by the time I got to Mariah. Yeah. So it was warm in there though. Sorry to get back to what you were asking. It was warm. But it was like almost like humid, but not too like I'm sweating. My hair definitely lost its straightness. You could tell in the video on our story, my hair started to kind of puff up. It was, I think that they were also pumping in humidity or smoke or something.
Yeah.
So they were making it warm for her in there. But her voice was so good. I know that she lipped a lot, so don't even come for me right now. But everything that was live was sounded good. So
100%. Like, I watched a few videos. Like, I think I said in a couple of episodes back, like, I'm trying to watch little bits here and there because obviously I was trying to save myself at this episode and everything. So I've watched more in the last week and obviously more like over the last 24, 48 hours, probably 72 hours to be fair. And it's like the live vocals are way more present when you watch them on YouTube. We've said this before on the podcast and what it is when you're in the flesh. And so
yes, just the separation of the change in the moment. Yes.
Yeah. So I thought, actually, you know what? There's some songs here where she is singing live. And I've said this, I think, on the last couple of episodes. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been when she released the tickets. I don't know. But I've said that when she really takes the time to sing, she sounds fine. It's when she's trying to keep up with the tempo of the record and really try to deliver what she delivered back in the day, that when it starts to sound like it's suffering. And that's fine. Like, we can take that. Like, it's not. She's not that age anymore. She's not singing like that anymore. And that's okay. She can still sing. Like, and some of these songs where she comes out and she's still using her voice, you can hear the tonality, you can hear the textures of her voice. And I just thought, you know what, this is probably still a good show. It's just a shame when songs like Big Energy is released to the public. And it's like, that's not a good depiction of her vocals. And so when you hear stuff like this, this is good. And it makes me hopeful of the future, because she still does have a voice. She just needs to take more care of it. I don't know what she's doing wrong or what she's doing right. I don't know. But like, whatever it is, like, keep looking after your voice and keep delivering. So maybe it needed to be warm in there for that reason as well as everybody else. Because I remember the shows I've been to for her as well as other people. I went to the O2 recently to see Sugar Babes, and I've been to the O2 to see Mariah before, twice, 2017, 2018. It always felt warm enough to take off a layer, but still cool enough to keep on like a jacket.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it felt warm enough to want to take off my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But cool enough to not have to.
Yeah, it's that in between. So I don't know if it's for her benefit as well as everybody else's. I don't know. But like, yeah, some of the performances were really nice. I quite liked it. And I thought, you know what, this woman is like, you know, of an age, of our vocal abilities as well as our, you know, that could be singing, speaking, shouting, whatever it is that you use your vocals for. Like, you can develop things in your life. And I feel like at this stage in her life, the vote, it's not like, somebody said to me at work the other week, she sounds different every time I hear her. And I thought, well, that's really inaccurate, because I feel that every time you hear her, you automatically know who it is. It, regardless of what time or moment in her career, you still know it's Mariah as soon as she opens her mouth. So I do want to ask, what was the best performance, regardless of whether it's live, half live, or completely lipped? What was the best performance for you?
Well, you know, I freaked out and got the most excited during Make It Happen. So,
like, if there anything else, I mean, of course, if there's Make It Happen, like, we're all expecting it. But is there anything that you were shocked by? Like, oh my God, this is actually really good.
Well, I was shocked that she brought out, actually, okay, Miss You Most, when she did Miss You Most again. And I was actually trying to... It was live. It was a fully live. I could tell it was giving really live. And when she did The Roof too, like, the biggest moments that I was like shook by was, oh my gosh, she's really singing Miss You Most again, because she did it last year. And I really was hoping she was going to give us Miss You Most. So I was so, yes, girl, that she gave us Miss You Most. Then when she gave us The Roof, I was like, wow, like, those are like the two most like Lamb songs that people want, and she doesn't really perform in one show, right? Like, I feel like that, kind of. Like, definitely two songs that she does not perform often, and they were definitely Lamb songs, and they were performed. So, like, I think that is what I was the most shook by. But also, I was really just shook by how coordinated everything was together. Like, the signing of my vinyl backstage, but everything was, like, seamless, and the show kept going. Like, that was cool to me, that they still did what they needed to do, but kept it pushing. Like, I thought that was really cool and organized. So
the thing that I've been thinking over this episode is that, for those that don't know, I was originally supposed to be flying out to go to some of these shows with you. Like, we originally like intended two shows and stuff, but I couldn't get the time.
I know. And darling, I was supposed to go to a show tonight, but I guess, you know, things happen.
Yeah. And I couldn't go because of my job. And it sucks a little bit because I would have loved to have been there with you for that moment. I mean, I would have been so anxious. Like, are you going to get it back? Are you going to get it back? I'm going to climb over here and get it back. Obviously, they would have been like, shut up, little bold man. Get back behind your barrier. But like, you know, like I would have been the one anxious. Like, come on, we need this vinyl back. Come on. You know, so there would have been all of that. And it just would have been so amazing. Like, if I could have got there, it would have been. But I'm so glad that, and obviously our moment to actually meet in person, but like, I'm so glad it was such a triumphant and spectacular night for you and Mariah and your connection. I just wish I was there for it, like, because I was supposed to be, and I just thought, damn it, like, you know, it's not just like you attended a concert and therefore I could have been there. This is like, oh my God, this could have been a moment that I got to experience and like cheer you on personally. So I am glad. I am glad of all of it. I'm just a bit disappointed I couldn't be there. So one day.
I know. But one day, and maybe, who knows, maybe next year she'll be in doing like the UK version of this tour. You know, like,
yeah.
She'll be like, sorry, US, you guys got it last year and we'll have to travel over there, you know?
Well, I don't know if she'll do that. I think she'll combine it together. Like, I think if she was going to do it next year and include Europe, because she won't just do London, she'll do Europe.
I don't know. These tours seem quite taxing on her, I think. I think this probably does take a lot out of her.
But if you look at it, like, last year she did, like, what, 4 nights in total? It was supposed to just be 2, and she added some extra. But this year, she's done, like, a whole proper North American tour. Obviously, she's included.
Yeah.
Canada in there as well. But like, if she was going to come here, there'd be less dates in America, and then she would try to cater to the big cities in the rest of Europe, like Paris and maybe Berlin, and you know, and then she'd probably just come to London. Like, the last 2 times she's been to the UK, she's done a lot. She's done like Leeds and Nottingham, Birmingham. She's done like huge cities in this country. But like, and she's also done London as well, of course, which is where I've seen her. But like, I think she'd probably just do maybe Manchester and London. And that's okay too, because, you know, Manchester's north, London is south. And I feel like the Lamely would literally like divide and flock to wherever they can get or wherever they're willing to get. So that's still okay, like, as long as she can cater, because it's been a moment, Mariah, it's been a moment. It would be good, like, especially if she doesn't come to a city where, it's going to sound like a bit of a contradiction, but if she doesn't come anywhere near you, maybe you could come to London to see her. But then if she's still in the US, which she probably will be, that's going to be closer, of course. But like, if they're somewhere in the middle, not that it would be the middle, but if we could just fly over and get there,
the ocean.
Yeah.
When she's gone back to the ocean.
Yeah, like right above the Titanic. Oh, it's amazing. But like, you know, there must be some kind of like happy medium, basically, is what I'm trying to say, of where we could meet. And if she, it would be a great opportunity if she did come to London, you come to London. Amazing. But, you know, let's not hold our breath. Let's just wait and see, because like, she gives sometimes, and then sometimes things aren't as giving, but still, like, we get things, and like, who knows? We didn't even know this was going to happen. And look what happened.
I can't believe that we even got this tour, let alone I even got to be in the front row, let alone I even got to get a vinyl record signed / got talked to. Like,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. This year is.
And I don't know if anybody out there that's listening, if you can put yourself in this position, or if you've even been in this position before, like, you'll know what it is. But like, it's absolutely, I mean, I wasn't even there. I'm not you, but like, I'm just thinking.
But I'm sure you could feel.
Yes,
like,
I could feel the energy, knowing obviously we had that connection, and like knowing, and I've just seen some of the things posted and some of the messages you've had with other people. And like, I'm just thinking like, why, where are the videos? Somebody has to have a video, come on. But like, there's something at least. And regardless, even if there wasn't, you alone have that. And there's tangible evidence of it being written on your vinyl, for God's sake. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, It's crazy. Like, we've spoken on this podcast before of, like, oh, where she's referenced things, but she's not said where the references come from. But yet we've probably been the most vocal about that particular tiny fragment of what she's talking about. So we've thought, is it us or not? Like, we've not been fully sure, but you are sure of this moment.
It happened.
Yeah.
It definitely did.
There's no debating. There's no debating this. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay, so I have one more question. Well, actually, maybe two. First of all, I just want to say, was there any talk of the doll or were any dolls handed out?
The dolls actually were not handed out, but they were being sold. You could buy them.
Did you get at them?
Mr. David Carey got one, so he had one behind me. But I already have one, and I already had one coming in, and the lines were so long, and I was running late already, so I did not go into the doll line, no.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay. Well, I have one more. What was All I Want for Christmas Is You like this year?
I'm glad. Okay. No, before any lambs come for me over was it live or was it not live or was it not for a bitch. I don't care what it was. We got a big come true instead of a come true. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
Woo, 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 woo. Like, no, girl. I'm so glad I got a big moment. I have wanted that for my whole entire life. That's my favorite part of the song is the big come true. That's the best part of the song. That's the biggest moment. That's the big, if that part of the song wasn't, if the intro of All I Want for Christmas Is You wasn't there, the rest of the song, I wouldn't care about it as much at all. Like, I wouldn't. You need that slow part for the big part, for the fast part to be amazing.
The contrast. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that big note, come true, is the best moment easing us into the fast part. So I love the way it was performed this year. I will say there was not enough snow at my concert because I think that
I need to put it in my purse.
I did get some snow in my purse.
Oh, you did,
I did.
Okay.
I did. You want to see? But this year there was so little snow. I had to have one of the Little Caesars people get it for me because it wouldn't. It wouldn't even fall onto us, and we were in the front row. It would only fall onto the stage. But you know, they told me after the concert, they said there was a Pistons game the next day, so they said that we got to get this shit clean.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they were gonna let her even do snow to begin with, but they gave her a little snow, but not all over the place like last year.
Yeah. Oh god, because it was crazy last year. Yeah,
there was snow everywhere last year. But I'm sad because both of my Christmas concerts, the snow wasn't like all where I was. Like I was hoping
you were
like
further forward this year.
I was further forward this year.
You were like what, a row or two back last year? You were still close, but you were a little bit in the mist to get all of the explosions and stuff.
I was like further to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, and it wasn't, the snow wasn't falling on us.
Yeah.
Last year either. Oh, okay. But we could still grab it. Like we could still see. It was like falling right to the left of us. Like it was, if we were like four people that way, like if we were just shifted over a little bit, we would have been in the snow. But we could still like have a moment. It was still fun.
Yeah.
But also I think it might just be like the way the AC goes or the way stuff happens. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but this All I Want was great. She came out on a choo-choo train, which was cute. It was very big moment, you know?
My thing with the train, because she comes out on the side, and it's kind of like she's amongst the dancers. So I just feel...
You think she should have been, like, in it?
In it, at the back, levitated, because she would be slightly higher. Like, create a little walkway. Help her down the stairs, whatever you have to do. You don't even have to turn the train round. She just has to be there as if she's the train driver. just to combine all the Nutcracker things together, but she's higher up. Or even if it's like a get your number moment, when what she did over here, where she was on top of the telephone, like she had this massive like handset landline telephone and she was on top of it, like have the train, she could be on top of it, wheel her out very slowly and then help her down. Have a few steps to get her to walk down, help her down, lift her off it if you can, you know, they're all got really good bodies, these dancers. And then she could just emerge from the back of it after she's come out on it. I don't know, like, but on the side, like with the rest of the dancers, I thought, okay, you're losing the grand entrance for the big moment with the train. And the train is such a cute idea.
And it's better than her just like being there. I mean, especially because they got rid of the curtain, which I think still, even though I do love this stage, it's very much giving Wicked, like I said, with that giant arch. Like, if anybody's seen Wicked on Broadway, this Mariah stage is giving Wicked for sure. But I do miss, like, a reveal. You know, I love a reveal. So I don't know where the curtain could go. But even Wicked still has the arch, but it still has a curtain. I don't know. I think if there's a way to maybe just bring back a different curtain, like update the curtain, give us a new curtain. Like, because I know we've seen the curtain so much. I'm glad they changed. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad they changed some of the stuff for this, because we got a whole new set. The set list was shifted. I like the costumes. Everything that was changed was still giving good changes. We still need a Born is the King, though, Mariah. I think we did get Fall in Love at Christmas and the My All Jesus version.
And we did ever so slightly, I noticed, at the beginning of her duet with Monroe when she did
Born on This Day.
Something, yeah, I think it was that one. And I was listening. And with the...
He is light, he is grace, born on Christmas Day.
With the instrumentation building into it, there was a little bit of the... Dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee. And I thought, no. That it changed. It was a bit like a slight bit of the first Noel in the piano. I thought, she's not. And it didn't. It changed.
I really do want one year. Can we? Oh, I should have fucking had a sign that said, do Born is the King.
Yeah. Or at least a note in the vinyl. Please do Born is the King. But it would be too late by then. But like, or at least a snippet would be cute for her to come out to, like, Born is the King, Born is the King. You know? Give it back to you.
Ooh, 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 Israel.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not looking for ways it could be better. It was perfect.
I know. I literally slayed. Like, I literally, everything, the roof. Like, let me look on the bright side. The roof, miss you most. Like, signature, autograph, like, darling, British accent. Like, come on.
Yeah. And we were just expecting to be grateful for a live Mariah show, and it became.
Yeah.
But one thing...
Be grateful. Be grateful, bitch.
I mean, there's a lot to be grateful for.
No, there is. I was planning on being grateful. I was absolutely planning. I was absolutely planning on being
grateful.
I was.
I was trying so hard to be grateful. I know I said this earlier, but I actually do have just one more question.
Okay.
Five questions later. And that is, was there anything, because I haven't seen it yet from what I've watched, so was there anything said, this is going to be a televised moment, this is going to be shown on television, this is being recorded, like, am I going to be able to watch this, you know?
I was on the jumbo, you just reminded me that during It's a Wrap, I was dancing and I was on the big screen.
See, that's the thing. I wouldn't have seen any of that.
I have a video of it and I'll show you. But I was, oh my God. I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, if she's recording it, I hope, girl, Mariah, if you're listening, delete. Cut.
No, keep
don't,
it. Keep it.
Don't keep it, bitch. Do not. I swear to God. Cut. I don't even do it.
I looked. I just be like, yeah, I'm on Mariah's.
I looked a fucking mess, bitch.
Who cares?
And I don't like surprises. Surprise, surprise. Bitch, don't. Delete, Mariah. Delete it.
I don't. No, we need that. That was so good. That would be so good.
But I don't know if it's being recorded or not. But they were filming us for sure.
Yeah. I mean, of course, for the screens and whatnot. But like, they usually have like a whole production team there ready to like, you know, do the live.
It wasn't like last year's show. Like they had like a camera on a fucking like crane going like all over everywhere. Yeah. And they had people walking around with cameras. And then they had like a camera on like a up and down like thing going like boop 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 boop. And it was like way more you could see there was like cameras. This one there was only like the cameras like to film her for the TVs.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, who knows if they're recording though? Like, you know, I don't know if it's just a live feed or if it's like they're saving it for what. I don't know if this is going to be put in her vault or who knows what could happen. But bitch, if I'm on there, Mariah, delete, cut.
Oh no, keep it. Like, keep it.
No.
Honestly, no. Because if you think about it, there's not much, but there's a few bits out there that's like a vinyl was taken and signed. We still need some more videos. I'd like some videos that's closer to you, to really get it. But like from what we've got so far, like there's already talk about like a vinyl being taken as well in your local news feed online, and I just think that like.
But there's also a couple. I have another couple of news articles I didn't read, but one of them says that the vinyl never got signed, and I'm like, oh, they missed it. They didn't see what happened. But in this first article that I read, they were like, nope, a lot of people didn't get to see the vinyl happen. And then when I posted in the groups, a lot of people were like, oh, you were the one? So a lot of people don't know that she actually signed it because she signed it backstage. So, but that's so cool that, you know, she doesn't have such a big ego that she needed to sign it on the stage in front of everyone right now. But now I just have to live with it for the rest of my life because I didn't see her actually sign it, but that's okay. I can live with that because Adam last year, you know, they brought it up to people who go visit her house, like we did in New York. They bring it up all the way to her upstairs and then they'll bring it down. So you don't get to see her sign it. Then they take it and bring it back to you then too. So you just got to have your faith. And I do have my faith. And it looks like her handwriting. I believe it. It says love, Mariah. And I believe she did that because it's signed on the back and she's petty. I know she is. So.
And it's not like what I was saying earlier, it's not even like it's like some kind of photocopy. It's like proper marker pen. You handed her
with the marker that I bought.
Exactly.
I can tell it. I tested them.
Yeah.
And I never got it back. So.
Good. I think it's safe to go with it. I think it's if you got something back and you were like, this doesn't look anything like, you know.
No, it does. It looks just like you. No, we're not even going to question this. No, it looks so real.
You'd know.
No, I would know. Yeah. I would be like, oh, fuck this.
Then we'd be having a different kind of conversation. Like,
oh, yeah. And you can tell this is a real signature.
So I just want to say thank you, Mariah, for signing Gia's vinyl and her favorite.
Thank you, Mariah. Yes.
Because that was really nice and a really nice moment for you. And I'm really happy for you because I was excited.
She did not have to do that either. Like she could have pretended that she didn't see anything. Like it's dark. I can't see anything, you know. Oop, I, you know.
Well, to be fair, like, she wouldn't know how long it's going to take for her audio situation to get fixed. So, like, why would she? Like, maybe someone was in a room, like, oh, maybe just ask if anyone's got something to sign quickly, just one person. And she was just like, okay, you know, who knows what the situation was behind the scenes? You know, she didn't have to do anything. She could have just been like, oh, okay, so can I get a cheer from this side of the stage from everybody that's come from, you know, Detroit? Anybody that's come here from this part of the world, this part of the world, this part of the world? She could have just filled the gap in with that. And she did.
Well, all she had to do was like look like eye level to her and like not look down at me, you know. All she has to do is just not look where I'm at holding it up, and you know, because I couldn't even, her lashes are so big, I could never tell where she's, I know, I'd be a bitch, I'm right. I actually didn't even say anything, I don't think, when I was holding it. I mean, I don't remember. I think that I am delusional now, because
yeah, you are.
I've crossed into the dark side now, because welcome bitch. Welcome to the Lamely, I guess. because I literally don't know if I did yell or not. I can't remember. Like, I'm delusional now. So Merry Christmas, Mariah.
I guess that brings us to the end. So I just want to say, if anybody out there does have any kind of footage, if you were like on the same row but further along and you're a bit closer than what we've seen so far, please send it to either Gia or the Obsessed Podcast or even me. Like, just send it our way. If you were like a couple of rows behind, please, 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 please send it. Because not only for Gia to keep, but also just for us to spread the word and build some hope, you know, take your finals to these shows. Like, who knows how she's going to be doing it? Who knows how often she's going to be doing it? So,
yeah, if anyone has footage of me like holding it up and her like talking about taking it, or even if you were close to the front and you saw him bringing it back and me like freaking out or anything, if you have any video or audio of that moment, please send it, because we're going to try and put as much as we can in this episode, because we want it to feel real. But at this moment in time, we only have a little bit. So please
send it away. Thank you, Lambs, in advance.
Thank you.
But yeah, I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. In conclusion, obviously me still sat over here in London, I'm very happy for you. Gutted I couldn't be there to at least witness it.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Obsessed Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed. I'm sorry it wasn't the most thorough or like cohesive, I guess, tour moment. We're going to talk about the tour again in a later episode, but this was just the main moment coming right off the back of actually seeing the show, the big review moment of it.
And everything else.
Yes.
Happening.
Yes. So we will get back to you with more. Please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at The Obsessed Podcast. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.